Is this thing on?
Hello?
Are we supposed to be here right now?
Hello? Did you forget to turn the buttons off?
No, I didn't. I left them on. Bonus episode?
Well, I mean, if the mics are on and they won't cut off,
should we do a bonus episode?
See, why not?
Just like quick, like 10 minutes maybe? Just a quick little like, hey, cool?
I mean, sure. If this thing's on, are people listening?
I hope so.
Well, sure, why not? I guess we're here.
Well,
hi.
We've still got the remainder of the Fremont Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout. And
oh, mine's been sitting in my glass for a while.
Yeah, we did Beer of the Week, and we were looking at some Champions League videos, and
Raheem Sterling got in a fight with the dirt and got a PK
and got
out
a penalty
of it.
For it. Worst penalty call I think I've ever seen. And now the Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout is warmer. Maybe not warm yet, but warmer. And I remember you were telling me before we even recorded this episode that the flavor would change based on the temperature of
yes,
the beer.
Yeah, some of these bourbon barrel-aged beers, are kind of like wine. You know, you let them breathe a little bit, you let them warm up a little bit, and more flavors are going to be kind of coming out of it. And I think this is a great example of trying to figure that out. Because it has so much spices and flavors and complexity going on into it that it
So this is more of like an experiment for us.
Sure, why not?
Because we haven't taken a sip since we finished the segment.
Nope, I haven't.
Which was...
And I haven't put my hands around it to keep it warm.
Which was like 50 minutes ago-ish.
Yeah, you think so?
The segment.
About 50?
Probably been about 50 to an hour since we finished the actual segment.
All right.
So we've let it sit. We did not finish the glass in the last episode. And we've let it sit, and now it's a little bit warmer. What should I be expecting? Is it going to be a drastic change? Is it going to be just a quick little thing that maybe I notice? Or is it going to be tough to tell?
I doubt it's going to be a drastic change. I think, you know, temperature is obviously going to be a big thing, you know. I think the thing to look for is, yeah, like you were saying, is there anything you're catching that you didn't catch last time? Like, do you catch ginger? Do you catch more cinnamon? Are you catching more bourbon? I think as this warms up, a lot of that stuff is going to open up a little more.
Well, initially, the smell is different. Originally, the smell was very chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And now the smell is slightly chocolate with the spices getting into the smell a little bit. The sip, I still have a lot of allspice.
I have a little less allspice.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still there. But it feels a little dialed back.
I'm getting that. I think I did get a little hint of the cinnamon there, too. It kind of broke through, which I had not gotten when we first sipped this.
Yeah, I think I'm noticing the bourbon barrel characteristic a little more.
Really?
On the back end. The back end, to me, is
different.
Is
it like the wood?
Yeah.
There's like a little, it's almost like a dryness.
Mm-hmm. I think the back end for me has changed on this the most. And, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that the back end is kind of my go-to in terms of where... what I like to focus on my palate. And I'm noticing, a little more booze, a little more oak, maybe a touch more sweetness and a little more hotter too, I would say. And when I use the term hot, I mean like a little sharp and hot also to me is boozy.
Okay.
I think I kind of like this a little more now.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
You're right. It's allowing some of the other flavors to come through because the second sip, I still got some of the cinnamon again, which I'm actually getting in the nose now. And you're right. I'm getting some of, it's not as much the booze for me as much as it is the wood.
Mm-hmm.
The I'm assuming the oak flavor is getting kind of, for lack of a better term, stuck in the back of my palate. And it kind of dries it out a little bit. And that's not a bad thing. It's just kind of how it feels. And I'm getting a lot less chocolate in the flavor of the beer, and it's going more towards the spices. And mid-sip, I was kind of swooshing it around a little bit, and that's where I got some of the cinnamon. I got a little bit more clove in the middle. The hotter, I guess, maybe if we're going to relate that back to being ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Definitely getting a little more spice in this.
It is. It's coming through more. And... it's kind of interesting because, like, this is how you're supposed to drink this style of beer, right? A little warmer.
Yeah. I had the not Spice Wars, not Coffee Edition, just the regular old Dark Star. the other day with some friends. We were watching a Liverpool game, and we drank at room temperature. Like, it was never cold. I didn't drink a whole lot of it because I wasn't really trying to drink that early in the morning. I had a little splash, a sniff, if you might say. And it's very, very different. And I think that's the way, that might be the way we want to drink this. I mean, or I would say, I don't know, maybe somewhere like 54 degrees, give it a little coolness, but not quite room temperature.
Well, because if you go to Europe, and it's not from personal experience, I've been to Europe a pre-drinking age. A lot of people there serve their beer warm, mm-hmm. or room temperature, I should say, not warm. Yeah. And I think for some people, especially Americans who go there, they're like, wait, what? I don't want to drink this warm.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
But, you know, you always hear like Guinness is always served room temperature.
Yeah.
And I wonder, because here, Guinness is not always served room temperature. You can get it right out of the cold tap, or you can get it out of the fridge and the bottle and whatever. But I've never had a Guinness at room temperature at an Irish pub. I would love to try it and see what the difference is. You know, I always make a joke, you're drinking a roast beef sandwich. And when it's room temperature, you're definitely drinking a roast beef sandwich. And I wonder if that really just changed the flavor profile that much.
There's a brewery out there. It's a local brewery. I can't remember who it is. Might be Rubens. Might be Fremont. It says it on a can. No, Fremont's Because Beer Matters. But somebody, could be somebody local here too. They have a phrase that says warm beer sucks. Oh, I think it's Georgetown. It says keep cold because warm beer sucks. And I kind of go with that.
Yeah, but this doesn't suck.
No, this doesn't suck. But this is like designed to. But to just like,
well, right,
know,
but
to just drink a Guinness warm, I don't know if I'm interested in that.
Well, first of all, Guinness is made by people in Ireland. And if they're serving at room temperature, it's probably meant to be served that way.
Or they were making it before refrigeration, and they're just like, well, yeah, we'll just stick with this.
No, no, no. Just because it's tradition doesn't mean it's not the right way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. That's my point.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's my point.
I thought we were disagreeing.
No, you think we're disagreeing. You just proved my point.
Okay, I guess.
Hi. Are these things still on?
I see the waveform is in front of me. I see it.
All right, then I'm going to take this opportunity to say two things. Whoa. And Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah, I was so frustrated last week because when I posted last week's podcast, the Barrelick one, I forgot to get you just to say Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And I was going to put it at the end because we didn't mention it.
Oh, right.
We might have, but we didn't mention it as like in an organic way.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to like say it at the end.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And when I posted it, I went, oh.
Well, we're back to Keanu and Sierra Nevada. So.
But in the secret episode, the bonus episode.
That's all right.
We did not mention either in the last episode or the last half episode at all. That was the first time we didn't mention either.
That's strange. I don't like it.
Well, it's in the bonus
episode. No one's going to listen.
I think they'll listen.
I hope so.
Bourbon barrel aged stouts are great.
Sure. This beer's so good. I'm going to get in my car and drive home. No, I'm just joking. I'm not.
Be careful. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Do we just end it the same way? Do you want to say deuces? Do I play music again? Or? Do we just say bye like awkward human beings?
There's a really cool wax dipping on the Dark Star.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, hey, catch us next week. Hopefully you enjoyed this little treat, a little extra bonus, and we'll see you then.
Buckle up, big boy.
Thick boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.